It sure makes it easier to be oppressed when you know celebrities are getting a fair shake. It's one more thing.
Armstrong and Getty. One more thing.
Before we get to whatever that is, I mentioned on the Armstrong and Getty show, the fabulously successful Armstrong and Getty radio show. My youngest is super into Star Wars now, mostly because he's playing the Star Wars game on the Oculus Quest 2 VR thing.
The nature of it? Hacking people with lightsabers, that sort of thing?
I guess there's a whole bunch of tasks you have to do first. You're on some sort of starship, and you got to like get it all ready to go and do all these different things, and using your lightsaber, and C-3PO and R2-D2 are helping you out. My son hadn't seen any of the Star Wars stuff, so he didn't get anyone to watch him. So he started watching some of the Star Wars, which I have barely paid attention to over the years. I'm not into that sort of stuff. Is C-3PO stupid?
No.
No?
No, quite the opposite.
Oh, okay.
He's incredibly knowledgeable about language, linguistics.
Just walking by the TV and catching him every now and then, I kind of got the sense that he was like dumb or something, but he's not.
Well, he's lacking in insight. He's book smart, not street smart.
Okay, as a computer.
Droid.
Gotcha.
Okay. Thingy.
Well, that clears some things up. And R2-D2 does not talk.
So, he whoops and beeps and people understand him. So he does talk.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize people understood him. Okay, well, that's news, too.
He communicates. This movie has been one of the greatest cultural touchstones for half a century.
And I didn't know there's a love story in the damn thing. So you slipped in a Han Solo, Harrison Ford, Carrie Fisher kiss scene that I wasn't expecting. I know there was a love story in the dang thing.
Well, spoiler alert. By the way, Jimmy Carter loses his re-election campaign. Jiminy. Same time period. So the introduction talking about Australia, which has gone absolutely koala shit crazy over the COVID. Their lockdowns are just, they're horrific. I can't believe any of our cousins, our fellow offspring of the British crown could behave so badly and brutally toward their citizens all over the Chinese bat fever. So while at least some of the states in Australia are locked down beyond all reason, and it will never work, you're not going to have zero COVID, it's crazy. They're having the Australian Open tennis tournament, and old Djokovic. What's his first name? I'm not much of a tennis fan.
Frank.
Joachim?
I don't know. He's a number one player in the world, right?
Yeah, he is a fabulous, legendary player. He'll probably become the greatest player of all time. Certainly, possibly. But he was barred because he hasn't gotten the jab. He doesn't want the jab for some reason. He's already had COVID. He doesn't think he should get the jab. And Australia has incredibly strict rules about if you haven't had the jab or whatever, you can't come in. But because he's a super celebrity and has lawyers and Australia wants the Australian Open to be a big thing, they've let him in anyway and are bending over backward to explain themselves. But I have not heard this tape yet, but I'm told by Michelangelo that it's pretty entertaining. It is a couple of Australian news anchors caught on a hot mic discussing the case, the story. Is there anything else we need to know about it?
Just that it does contain profanity.
Oh, Lord. Oh, boy, I better sit down.
Oh, no. Okay, here it goes.
Whatever way you look at it, Novak Djokovic is a lying, sneaky...
Yes. He's an asshole.
He is
an asshole.
Wow.
Like, whatever way you look at it, it's unfortunate that everybody else stuffed up around him.
That's it. I mean, he's an asshole.
Like, to go out when you know you're COVID positive. Well, yes. I don't think he was even COVID positive. I think that form is true.
He got a bullshit fucking excuse and then fell over his own fucking lies, which is what happens, right?
Yeah.
That's what's happened.
And then him now then ticking he didn't go to Spain.
Yeah.
It's just like...
Yeah. But I think he's going to get away with it.
Well, he is going to get away with it.
Yeah.
But he's just...
I think most fair-minded people would say, look, the bloke's an arsehole. Did they do the right thing by him? I don't know.
No, I don't.
They fucked it up.
I don't think so.
Well, that's something. He's the biggest sports star in Australia, I think. It'd be like announcers caught on mic saying that LeBron James is just a selfish, lying a-hole.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, well, they'd be right to some extent, but... Yeah, I was hoping that would go more into policy and the unfairness of it, the hypocrisy. They kind of touched on it, but just kept, and this is typical of talking head, square-jawed, white-toothed, perky-boobed news anchors. They just kept going with, he's an a-hole. Oh, yeah, he's an a-hole.
That's because they don't have a script in front of them.
Right?
I hate the pretty.
I resent them. Well.
I think the acting in Star Wars is bad. I was talking to Hanson about it yesterday. He said you can watch that first Star Wars movie and think, this is just not very good. I mean, that's the way I felt watching. It's like, this is terrible.
Well, I will tell you this. The difference between, say, Sir Alec Guinness and Mark Hamill.
Mark Hamill's horrible.
Oh, no, he's wooden. He's absolutely wooden.
Wow.
Legendarily so.
So did they not expect that to be a big hit? How come they didn't get a better actor than Mark Hamill to play the lead frigging role?
I think the truth is when you're making a movie, sometimes you don't realize how it's going to come across until you edit it and throw it together.
And even Harrison Ford, who grew into a very good actor, man, a lot of his stuff is like it's from the 40s. I don't know. Tomato, come on. I mean, it was just it had kind of that feel to it.
But keep in mind, it was also designed to be a just really well-produced Buck Rogers in space sci-fi thriller. It right. wasn't supposed to be sophisticated.
I believed Chewie. He seemed like a growling, you can understand him, bear-like creature.
A quick to anger bear monkey. Yes.
With a fair amount of technical knowledge.
Right. Right. Technically adept, quick to anger, monkey ape, or a bear ape. Right. Carrie Fisher's a good actress.
Yeah, I never doubted her. She's perfectly fine.
Yeah.
But good
we
Lord.
We made fun of Mark Hamill's acting at the time.
But Luke, good Lord.
I was going to go into town and get the energy converters. What?
Oh, God.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it seems to have done okay.
True.
Quick story here, guys. And this is a true story. When I was 5 years old, we had an across-the-street neighbor who worked for Sears. But he was a genius, and he built, at this time was amazing, a life-size C-3PO, the robot, you know?
Cool.
Very wow. cool. Had the whole neighborhood out there using it, and it was remote control. He was ahead of its time.
Wow. So, jeez, yeah.
And he worked at the Sears.
He worked at the Sears, yet he could do this stuff on his own, you know?
Well, was he working like in the hardware or Craftsman stuff?
I think
you know,
he
that was
something along those lines.
Well, back in the day, that was like some of the best tools you could possibly buy. So I wonder if he was just super handy.
Or was he selling kids' husky jeans in the clothing section?
That was my size. Don't make fun. I've always been a tad thick.
Well, I guess that's it.